Chapter 15. Miss Saunders has really got all the other teachers stirred up, except for Ty. Most of them don't like her. They say Mr. Pajoli's sucking up to her so that maybe her company will donate lots of money to the school. Maybe even get us some computers and a new library. All of this makes the other teachers resent Miss Saunders even more. In the office, the teachers never say her name. They just say, she did this and she did that. I hate pushy people, Miss Benson, the English teacher, is saying when she comes into the office with Mr. Pajoli. Every day she's coming to me with some new idea she came up with, questioning why things can't be done differently. Mr. Pajoli tries to quiet Miss Benson down, but she just gets louder and her face grows red. Raising her finger to him, she says, you get her in line, Charles. She's disrupting everything. Everything. Mr. Pajoli's nodding while his eyes go over the messages Miss Carroll hands him. That's the third parent calling to complain this week. Too much homework, too much reading, Miss Carroll says. A big smile comes over Miss Benson's face. Don't tell me. Let me guess who they're complaining about. Mr. Pajoli scratches his bald head. He lets out a deep breath and says he'll take care of things. Then the phone rings. Yes, he's here. Miss Carroll presses down the hold button and smiles. Someone else calling about your favorite person. Mr. Pajoli clicks his false teeth together. Send it back to my office, he tells Miss Carroll. Miss Benson touches up the edges of her lipstick with her finger and walks off humming. Miss Carroll tells me to get back to work and stop being so nosy. I go and staple papers together over in the corner. It's good to see teachers get in as much trouble as kids do sometimes. The office is a busy place. Folks come and go like this is a bus stop on the corner. As soon as I get a few papers stapled, here comes someone else wanting something. This time it's Desda. Hey, Malika. I need me a note to get into class. I've been to the dentist, she says, pulling out a balled-up piece of paper with some writing on it. I look in Miss Carroll's direction. She's headed over to give Desda what she needs. While she's doing that, here comes Charlize. I don't see the twins nowhere. Charlize, shouldn't you be in class? Miss Carroll asks, still tending to Desda. In a minute, Char snaps, waving for me to come to the other end of the counter. Miss Carroll's voice is squeaky and high-pitched, like a wheel that needs some oil. Charlize Jones! I don't know what you think is going on here, but Malika is doing a job for the principal, and you, young lady, had better hightail it to class. Char just laughs at Miss Carroll. You act like Malika is working for the President of the United States. Man! Miss Carroll shoves the note over to Desda. All right now, get to class. Desda's looking at me like I did something wrong. Charlize takes out a stick of gum and pushes it in her mouth real slow. Miss Carroll looks like she's going to go off on her. Then out comes Mr. Pajoli.
Hello, Mr. P.
Cha says in a sweet baby voice.
You think maybe one day I can work in here too? Maybe answer the phone or something.
Cha stands there in her skin-tight striped pantsuit with her finger in her mouth like a 2-year-old. Mr. Pajoli knows Cha ain't the least bit like that for real. Sure, Charlize. You may start working in the office as soon as you pay the fines for the 3 library books and 2 math books you lost last year. Char starts arguing with Mr. Pajoli about how she ain't never had those things and how everybody is out to get her.
Anyhow, she says, I ain't no slave. If I work for somebody, there's got to be some dollars involved.
Mr. Pajoli tells Char to move along to get to class. she says, heading out. All these teachers is boring me to death. Mr. Bajoli asks her what class she has now. Math with Ty, Charge says.
Nobody can be bored in her class, unless they want to be, Mr. Bajoli says, walking out with her.
Mr. Bajoli is right, too. Ty is funny. She meditates a lot, so during her class break, it ain't unusual to see her sitting on the desk with her legs folded and her arms crossed. She's different, but she can teach. I used to get all A's in Ty's class last year. Since I got this office gig, Ty's been bugging me about keeping up my average. She came right in here yesterday and asked me where my homework was. Mr. Bajoli was standing right at the desk, too. I lied and said it was in my locker. Ty asked Mr. Bajoli if it was okay for me to go get it. Then I had to fess up and tell her I forgot to do it. She asked Mr. Bajoli if it's okay for me to use my office time to do my math homework. He said yeah, but that I'd have to make up the time later. Teachers don't do nothing but cause you grief. I swear, that's all they do.